Hello, I'm Mark Steiner. Welcome. Good to have you with us here today. Let's begin our conversation today with our day in history before we turn our attentions to Sudan. We want to let you know today in history, this is Martyrs Day in Panama, which commemorates on January the 9th, 1964, when Panamanians had demonstrations to fly the Panamanian flag alongside the U.S. The U.S. tore down their flag. 21 Panamanians were killed. 4 American soldiers were killed. And so this is a decision that this is a fact that led to the decision to relinquish the Panama Canal Zone to the Panamanian government. But on this day, they celebrate Martyrs Day in Panama to celebrate this day. This is also the day of the Feast of the Black Nazarene, which is this black Jesus in the Philippines that celebrates on this day one of the most important religious holidays in the Philippines. This is a day in 1349 that the Jewish population of Basel, Switzerland was attacked and rounded up, incarcerated, murdered, and incinerated, literally, because they accused Jews of being part of the Black Death. This is the day in 1431 the trial of Joan of Arc began. And this is the day in 1861 that Mississippi became the second state to leave the Union at the outbreak of the Civil War. On this day in 1866, two great African-American colleges were founded, Lincoln College in Jefferson City, Missouri, and Fisk University in Nashville, Tennessee. On this day, in 1900, the first railway train runs from Cairo to Khartoum into this what is now the Sudan, and we'll talk about that significant in today's story. This is the day in 1914 that Phi Beta Sigma fraternity was founded as the first historically black intercollegiate frat at Howard University. This is the day, 1918, the Battle of Bear Valley was fought. This is the last battle of the Native Americans against the American government. What was odd and interesting about this battle, if you look at it in history, we'll link to it on our website, that this battle was fought between the Yaqui Indians of California, and the troops sent in to do the suppression was the Black 10th Cavalry. And again, the contradictions of our system afloat in our history. This is a day in 1937 that the fascists of Italy banned racially mixed marriages. This is a day in 1939, there was a sit-down strike of 1,700 families. Black and white farmers in the Southern Tenant Farmers Union sat down because they were evicted from their homes because landowners wanted them to give more of their crops. They actually won that battle, and it's a story that we don't talk about much in our American history. This is a day in 1960 that Nasser, then president of Egypt, begins construction of Aswan Dam, which destroyed much of the great antiquities of Egypt. This is a day in 1967 that Adam Clayton Powell was removed as chair of the House Education Welfare Committee for wrongly using funds, they say. Others said it was out of racism, the power of Adam Clayton Powell. This is a day in 1967 the Georgia legislature was forced to seat Julian Bond because he was opposed to the war in Vietnam and was a radical civil rights worker. They tried to deny him a seat. They had to seat him. This is a day in 1989 that Bruce William was given the, from Time Magazine, bought NYT Cable, which became the largest acquisition by an African-American of a media entity. This is the day the Chechen War begins in 1996. This is the day in 2005, significant to our discussion today, the Sudan People's Liberation Movement and the government of Sudan signed the Comprehensive Peace Agreement to end the Second Sudanese Civil War on this day in 2005. On this day in 2007, Steve Jobs unveils the first phone, iPhone, I should say. In 1856, on this day, was born Lizette Woodworth Reese. She was an American poet born right here in Baltimore, was a school teacher, and became a major literary figure. She was cited for her as being another Emily Dickinson. This is a day in 1857 that Anna Kuselkoff was born. She was a Jewish revolutionary in Russia who fought for freedom in Russia. She was mainly active in Italy after that, and she was one of the first women in Italy to graduate with a degree in medicine. This is a day that your favorite president was born in 1913, Richard Nixon. This is a day that was born in 1922, Ahmed Sekou Touré, first president of Guinea, was born on this day. And this is a day in 1959 that Rigoberto Menchú was born. She's a Nobel Prize laureate, leader of the Mayan people during the Guatemalan Civil War, was born on this day, a woman who fought her whole life for indigenous rights. On this day, we lost Marco Polo died on this day, but so did County Cullen in 1946. A great poet, he was a major contributor to the Harlem Renaissance. He was a French teacher in the Harlem Public Schools at the time he died. and in 1946, and one of our great writers and poets in this country. So that is this day, and we take a break and come right back and look at the Sudan.